This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. For years, some students at Columbia University in New York City have complained that their pro-Israel views were unwelcome in some classes. After a lot of complaints were gathered in a documentary film, the university took action. A committee was set up to investigate charges of academic intimidation. It has issued its findings, as Day to Day's Mike Pesca reports.
The main gate of Columbia, 116th Street and Broadway, was the gathering place for students displeased by the results of the ad hoc grievance committee, as it's known. The committee tried to sort out facts and implications over 9 weeks and 62 interviews. Harun Horowitz was interviewed by the committee. He told of an incident that occurred in an Arab language class,
where I asked the professor how to use the verb prevent, and the professor wrote on the board, "Israel prevents ambulances from going into refugee camps." Now, I was taken aback, made very uncomfortable. I felt like he was basically picking me out because of the yarmulke that I wear on my head.
Horowitz, who graduated last year, and other current undergraduates driving the complaints, say that the committee's report didn't go far enough. Of the three exchanges between faculty members and students that were specifically reported on, two were found to contain too many ambiguities for the committee to definitively fault a professor's actions. But in one case, Professor Joseph Massad was found to have not exercised, quote, responsible self-discipline and appropriate restraint. Lee Bollinger, the president of Columbia University, endorsed the report. In his comments, it was clear that he was desperately trying to keep the tension from becoming a dialogue of the deaf.
Many people would like to reduce this to a simple, it's an academic freedom problem, don't tell us, don't criticize what we do. Other people say it's bias and politicization and intimidation, anti-Semitism. So you get a lot of distortions and a lot of passion about this.
Bollinger teaches a law class each year on the First Amendment, so when he says, as he did in a well-publicized speech recently, that academic freedom has its boundaries, it comes from a person who has studied the issue for his entire academic life. He is also the author of a book called The Tolerant Society, which tries to weigh the very issues pressing Columbia today. Barry Weiss, a sophomore and co-founder of the group Columbians for Academic Freedom, which organized many of the complaints, says she felt intimidated in Professor Massad's class. She faults the overall philosophy that she says he brought to his introductory level class.
It is a teacher's, I believe, responsibility as an educator. Now, and not as an individual. As an individual, you can have your own perspective, and that can be a radical perspective. As an educator, I believe that you have a right, a responsibility to your students that are just starting to learn about a topic to provide them really with a patchwork of all of the different perspectives.
While Weiss finds presenting all sides to a topic the ideal, academia is reluctant to make that the mandate. Most universities won't demand that a professor of macroeconomics, for instance, spend even a minute on Marxism if he doesn't think it suits the curriculum. Most universities are also loath to tell teachers that making a student uncomfortable is in and of itself a bad practice, a point the Columbia report made explicit. What the report will bring about, explains Bollinger, is better channels to deal with complaints.
We didn't have that here, and it tended to cascade into a bigger and bigger problem. We have to fix that.
Soon after the Columbians for Academic Freedom held their press conference denouncing the report as a whitewash, they met with Bollinger. The outcome of that meeting, says Barry Weiss, was very encouraging. She says she thought that progress was being made. Bollinger also thought the meeting went well. He says that procedures will be set up so that grievances at Columbia will not be allowed to fester in the future. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.